There we are, 4th of January, 1945. Plane crashed in Langlands, which must be the name of that field at the bottom of Stonehill. Didn't remember that, but at about 7:30, they were coming by Hall's Cottages in the van. Just had a puncture. I knew it was a Thursday evening. It's the plane that crashed down the bottom of Quainton Road.
Yeah.
Thursday evenings, Dad working at the shop, that used to be his late afternoon run out round the farms down at Hogshaw, delivering groceries and stuff.
Yeah.
I often used to go with him when I got home from school, go down with him. That night, we stopped open the gate, down Hogshaw, heard plane coming over Quainton Hills, got to the next gate along by the cottages, and got out again, opened the gate for Dad. Just as I was getting back in the van, there was this awful crash over the village, and looked as though the village was on fire, really, from down there.
Mm.
And we came bombing back in the van, round the bend, down Stonehill, and over the road was on fire and everything, as I recall it. And it was in that hedge line, just back in that field, the gate at the bottom of Stonehill, in that field. That's where this Wellington went in.
It was a Wellington, yeah?
Hmm?
It was a Wellington.
I'm sure it was a Wellington, yeah.
Yeah, that's the one I've got the report on from... Yeah. Got with the air crew details of the two New Zealand lads. The pilot was a New Zealander. He was only 21.
Yeah.
And his navigator was a New Zealander, New Zealand Air Force.
Mm.
He was 20. And there were two other crew members. And they were, one was 19 and one was 20.
Yeah.
Just on the training flight,
come
out of Western, I suppose. No, Westcott.
Well, either Westcott or Horwood. I don't know where they'd be going.
A lot of them were...
Because you had Wing, Horwood... All these airfields all around us, didn't we?
According to the report, it's Westcott OTU Operational Training Unit.
Yeah.
And they were at 5,000 feet, and they don't know why, they just came out of the clouds.
Report what people said at the time, the thing came over the village, sort of turned over the vision, and just
dropped.
Just went straight in.
Yeah. So they'd lost control for some reason.